Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton.
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
An exciting new development on Pinnacle Silver and Gold's El Potrero project. Here to tell us what it is, it's Robert Archer. Robert, hello.
How are you doing, Alistair?
Yeah, very good to see you, Bob. So there's a bit of silver, lead, zinc at El Potrero, it would seem. You've done a LIDAR survey and you've revealed what could be termed as a new discovery. So tell us about that.
Yeah, we from the LIDAR survey that we flew last fall, you know, our consultants interpreted quite a number of old mine workings, shafts, pits, adits, that sort of thing. And so we started following up on that. We added a new geologist to the team and charged him with following up on those targets. So he started in early February. And on the very first pass, as he was prospecting these areas in the field, he found some veins that had silver, lead, zinc mineralization in them, and you know, sampled them, of course, and we got some very good values. And we've found them in a few spots, such that it looks like the veins continue for at least 650 meters along strike. And so it was certainly a pleasant surprise. You never really know what you might find when you set out on these types of expeditions. But given that the El Potrero project, as we know it to date, is really just now silver and gold. It's, you know, that's all there is. There's no base metals whatsoever. But that's right up in the northern part of the property. And presumably a slightly different geological environment. With this part of the project down to the southwest, it's actually much closer to the Topia mine, in fact, only 4 kilometers away. And so in that sense, it's not entirely surprising that we're finding silver, lead, zinc mineralization, because that's what Topia is. It's predominantly silver, lead, zinc with a bit of gold. And being only 4 kilometers away, again, you know, the veins at Topia are about 4 kilometers long, you know, where they're being mined. So these things are laterally extensive, not so much vertically, but certainly laterally. So to find more silver, lead, zinc mineralization just 4 kilometers away is not really surprising when you step back and look at it in a regional scale. But it's certainly exciting for us because it adds a whole new dimension to the project.
And of course, there are some members of the Pinnacle team who've had experience of working Topia itself. So it must be a very familiar form of mineralization for you guys to be looking at.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, my first time into Topia was in 2003. So it's going back a few years. And, you know, when we acquired that with Great Panther in 2004, we brought that mine back on stream and mined it continuously from 2006 onwards. And now it's owned and operated by Guanajuato Silver, who are continuing to operate it. So it's one of these long-lived high-grade mines, you know, typical of this part of the Sierra Madre, and there are three other polymetallic mines surrounding us as well. So that's, it's very much, that part of the district is very much a polymetallic portion. And you know, where we're looking at starting mining at El Potrero is a little bit of an outlier from that, in that it's not polymetallic, it's just gold and silver. So this, as I say, adds a whole new dimension to our project and a new target for us.
So what does it mean then, in the sense of having this silver, lead, zinc mineralization at El Potrero? What does it mean for El Potrero and the way you approach the project from here on in?
Well, after we do some more follow-up in the fields in terms of more prospecting, sampling, and really trying to get a better handle on the extent of the mineralization, the next step after that is likely to be surface diamond drilling. You know, we can probably try to coordinate that with the surface drilling we're going to be doing back up at the El Potrero section, the northern part of the property. And so that's, you know, that'll take part later in the year. And from there, we'll just have to determine just how extensive this new vein system is, you know, both laterally, vertically, and how wide it is and so on. And, you know, from there, we'll get a better sense of how to approach it, if it's something that could be economic. You know, the silver, lead, zinc mineralization would require a different type of processing circuit than what we're looking at currently for the gold-silver mineralization. But having said that, you know, the front end, you know, with the crushing and grinding and so on, wouldn't be any different. So we'll just have to take a look and see where we're at. That's a little bit down the road. It would, yeah, as I say, it would require a flotation circuit as opposed to a leaching circuit that we have now. So we'll address that. Hope that would be a nice problem to have, as I say.
In the commentary which you attached to the announcement of this new discovery, you termed the experience of finding the silver, lead, zinc mineralization as exploration at its best, Bob. So, how excited are you to be discovering this this mineralized system?
Well, I think, you know, what I intended by that comment, Alistair, was really just that, you know, we're using this this leading edge technology of LIDAR that you know, has such accuracy in identifying these old mine workings, and then to be able to follow up on that with very basic prospecting that, you know, people have been doing for thousands of years. And, you know, the combination of the two leading to the discovery of mineralization like this is just, you know, really that's what exploration is all about. And, you know, as you know, that's my background. You know, I'm an exploration geologist by training, and I've been in the business for 45 years. So to be able to use that combination and come up with something new is really very exciting.
So lots to look forward to at El Potrero then. The dimensions just got somewhat bigger. Tell us as we close, Bob, what sort of news flow we can look forward to in the coming months from the project.
Well, as we've announced, we are working on the rehabilitation of the underground workings up in the northern part of the property, and getting those ready for the underground diamond drilling equipment. So preparing the underground drill stations, access ways, that type of thing, making sure that everything is secure and safe for the workers. And once that's complete in the coming weeks, then we'll be moving the underground drill in and starting with the delineation drilling on the mineralized zones. So that's certainly coming up in the very short term. and just continuing on with permitting and moving forward with the feasibility study on the extension of the power line. So there's quite a bit of activity going on at the project, and I think there should be pretty continuous news flow throughout the course of the year.
Well, we look forward to making watching you guys making lots of progress as the year progresses. In the meantime, thanks for joining us, Bob.
Okay, thanks very much, Alistair. Have a good day.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton.
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.